Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God use athletic injuries and crushed dreams to reshape people in the image of Jesus Christ? Mike Buchanan was recruited by colleges in four sports, but injuries kept him from ever starting a regular season. Mike and Allison Buchanan, who are coaches, chaplains, and mentors, have seen the Lord work in the lives of athletes at the high school, college, and professional levels. Their perspective relates with anyone who's hurting, a perspective of hope, focused on Jesus, and grounded in the Bible. So we pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus, no matter what you're facing. It might be an injury. It might be something that completely is a dead end to you, but not to God. There's hope in Jesus, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched Mike and Allison and their family, is calling you. Jesus, yes, is calling you. Mike and Allison, they've been in Christian ministry with Crew for decades with Athletes in Action. Mike is the author of the new book, More Than That, Biblical Principles for Dealing with Athletic Injuries. They both coach volleyball at the Masters University. They have three children, Chris, Emily, and Johnny. Mike and Allison, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. It's so great to reconnect with you. We're thrilled to be with you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We'll go, Mike, first, and then Allison, we want to hear from you the same question. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the San Fernando Valley and got going to church when I was in junior high, and really saw the Lord reach into my life after I accidentally broke a kid's neck in a Pop Warner game, and I thought I was being directed to hell after hurting another human being, which empathy is my top strength, and I just felt it in a deep, deep way. And that's when I gave my life to Christ in the San Fernando Valley and went to L.A. Baptist High School, but before that I went to Granada Hills and ran into a pretty famous football player named John Elway for my first summer league.
Wow. Allison, how about you?
Yeah, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley as well. Went to L.A. Baptist High School, and then Mike and I both went to San Diego State for college. So Southern California.
Oh, so you're a, what would we call it, a valley girl and a valley guy? Does that work?
Yep, totally. Yeah.
That's pretty perpendicular. Yeah.
Mike, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My youth pastors and my coaches, and that's why I think I followed both of those routes, starting out as a youth pastor in San Diego during college, and the coaches that impacted my life, and some in a very positive way. Others really didn't know how to go about handling young men, and that's something I wanted to learn as I coached, all the sports that I got recruited in. I've been able to coach at different levels, and at least the high school level, so that's been great.
Allison, who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
I would say my parents. I grew up in a strong Christian home, thankful for that. I have three older brothers, but really my parents I was close with, and I saw their walk. They had us, you know, we were very involved at church, and so I was influenced mostly by them growing up, thankful there.
And the one name that comes to mind for me, Danny, is Brad Barshaw, who did pastor in Hawaii. And we got connected with them. And the first day I met Brad, he gave Allison more than a welcoming hug. And I'm like, what's going on? And then they told me that Allison was Brad's flower girl as a 2 or 3 year old in Brad and Anita's wedding.
Oh,
so
wow.
Small world. Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, Brad and I served on our denominational board for a period of time. And it was a privilege to learn from him, to be with him, and to meet Anita.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. You mentioned, Mike, that you you broke a kid's neck, and after that, you came. It was a conversion period for you. Talk to us of your emotions. What were you going through, and the process of coming to Christ at that young age?
Well, just to think that I hurt another human being, I saved the game, I won the game for us, there was a kickoff play, that was all remaining less than 30 seconds left in the game, probably less than that. The kickoff, the coach asked me to stay back, the other team got through all the other 10 players on the kickoff return, and two blockers hit me, and I put my arm out, and I literally clothesline this guy like we'd see in one of the old cartoons when someone got clotheslined, and I put my arm and he went straight up and came straight down on his helmet, and it didn't land in the most comfortable visual way you could imagine, and to see him taken off in a stretcher and an ambulance just crushed me like an aluminum can, emotionally thinking, man, I hurt another human being, and I can even feel it now. It hurt, and it hurt for 2 or 3 years because I'd run into this young man, and his name was Keith, and see him at the malls or other sporting events, and he always had a neck brace on. And that's when I asked Christ in my life. It was that very weekend, if not that very night, after I broke his neck because I thought I just did something horrible.
How about you?
You know, and
Allison, you're coming to Christ.
Yeah, like I said, I grew up in a Christian home. I can remember being 4 or 5 years old at Vacation Bible School and, you know, memorizing verses and asking Jesus to come into my heart. And I grew and I believed. And then it was in junior high I really started to question that faith. You know, was it my own or was it just because it's how I'd been raised? So for me, it was you know, going through typical junior high school identity crisis moments and who am I and, you know, who do I want to be and those kind of questions. So I thought my junior year, I thought I'm going to take a year off from God so I can figure out, do I want to be a Christian or not? Which, I mean, it sounds silly, but in my mind, it made so much sense. So I tried to take a year off from God. But it's funny, I've always been one that likes to journal. And I still kept journaling my Dear God letters, even though I was trying to kind of get away from him to figure out my own spiritual journey. But at the end of that year, I really felt, I was very conflicted because I'd started hanging out with different friends and kind of living a double life, but I didn't want anyone to know. So I was exhausted and I thought, who am I? Who do I want to be? And then it was the summer before my senior year in high school, and I was at a Christian camp, Hume Lake. And I just remember the speaker saying, make a decision, don't be on the fence, be hot or be cold. And I thought, I have to decide. And I decided, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to live for Christ. And that's where I really saw growth happen, where I started making decisions based on what I thought God would want me to do, not so much what I thought my parents would want me to do. And, you know, obviously no one's perfect, and I have definitely not been perfect since then, but that's where I really saw the difference in my heart of it becoming my own faith.
So you went to, you knew each other in high school. How did the Lord, and then San Diego State. So how did the Lord bring you together in marriage?
Well, we went to the same high school, but not at the same time. There's a little bit of an age difference between us. Mike's a few years older than I am, but we did meet while I was in high school, and I was immediately, you know, struck and thought, oh, there's the guy I'm going to marry. But God had to work that out. We did end up going to San Diego State together. So, we had our ups and downs dating. We had a couple breakups and just really trying to make sure our priorities were right. But the picture in my mind was that I knew Mike and I were to be together, that we were a team that God was putting together. And I just kept having that picture in my mind of he's who I'm supposed to go through life with, and he's my teammate. And I was already, you know, I already loved him when, you know, drawn to him and wanted to marry him, but we definitely had to go through our ups and downs to get there. It wasn't easy.
Well, the thing I remember about it too is we went to a water ski camp. Allison was on board with a spring break high school water ski camp that my brothers were going to. My best friend from high school, one of them, Mark asked me, he goes, can you bring your truck and help? And I'm like, are my brothers going? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I'll need to pick up a toothbrush, borrow their clothes. I was dating a girl at San Diego State at the time. Allison and I are playing volleyball, and we're playing, and she went to get us water, and she was being super sweet and kind and said, I'll go get you a glass of water. And on her way back, she was looking at me, and I just heard the Lord say, that list that you've made since junior high on qualities and women, there's your answer to your prayers right there, Mike. And I literally turned around and walked away from her, left her standing there with the two cups of water. And I'm thinking, hey, I got a girlfriend, Lord. She's younger than me. I don't want to date her when she's in high school, so forth. Go back to San Diego State. The girl I was with broke up with me the day I got back. And I'm like, okay, maybe you're working this out. 2 days or 3 days later, I get a letter from Allison saying she just got accepted to San Diego State. And to me, it was just really clearing. But, you know, I even challenged the volleyball guys the other day, Danny, to start praying for their wife and start protecting her right now and start thinking about the qualities. And I did make that list in junior high and carried it through college and high school and added things to it. And the Lord answered every one of my prayers in her. She's truly a gift from God for me.
You just speak and you inspire. Your life story, the way you tell it, moves people. Certainly moves Lonnie and me and touches people's hearts with what God has done. When we come back, we've got to talk about your book, your new book. It's called More Than That. And one question I do want to ask before I'll ask it and then you can answer it when we come back from the break, is the meaning. Why did you even choose that for the title? When we come back, let's talk more about that. You can find out more about Mike and Allison Buchanan at paintosuperpower.com. Again, paintosuperpower.com. It has a lot to do with their story. It has a lot to do with their book. And we're just getting started here. There is so much more. Being recruited for four sports and injuries come in the way. Mike and Allison Buchanan, more from them when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The book is titled More Than That, Biblical Principles for Dealing with Athletic injuries. It's written by Mike Buchanan. Mike and his wife Allison are with us today. USA Olympic medalist and USC three-time All-American Micah Christensen wrote about the book. After recently coming off a knee injury myself, Micah says, reading through Mike's book brought me encouragement and wisdom, confirming God's active role in my life and its setbacks. His story of challenges and triumphs is a must read that offers great insight into the ever-present faithfulness of God. Mike Buchanan, why did you choose the title More Than That for your book?
That's a great question. I just want to say, you know, Allison and I got to serve with Athletes in Action for 12 and a half years, and we've shared with hundreds, and the Christensens and the Shojis are great family friends of ours. We stayed with them both this last February when Johnny was, our son, was playing out there. But more than that, the name came because it just resonated into me. Whatever you go through, God loves you more than that. And a game that I played with all three of my children was like, how much does daddy love you? You know, when they're crawling on you on the couch or the big chair, and whatever they would say, I would always say, I love you more than that. I love you more than that, whatever it is. And then when they were all about 5 years old, they all looked me right in the eye at different eras because they were 3 years apart and said, do you love me more than God? And I said, I can't say that to that. No one loves you more than that. And then after I wrote my book, Danny, I just went into the Bible search thing and put more than that in, and it comes up Philippians 3:8, and this is so appropriate to my personal story. Paul saying it, more than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish or dung so that I may gain Christ. So that's how it got titled, and I found this verse after it, and that's what I use on my website at paintosuperpower.com. And I just want to help athletes with that struggle that I endured through four different sports with. So that's where the title comes from.
So take us there, Mike. The trials, the injuries that you face, tell us about those sports. Tell us about what happened.
Well, I was sort of predicted by my athletic director to be all Southern section in California in football, basketball, and baseball if I had a good year and if I kept my grades up. The hardest part was keeping my grades up. But I was laying in bed one night, and I, like Allison, I stepped away from the Lord for a little bit, and I'm like, forget all these people. I'm just going to focus on sports. I got big schools contacting me. Oregon State had already contacted me, those kind of things, and found out UCLA was going to be playing. But I got really arrogant, self-centered, and just said, Lord, I'm focusing on myself. And laying in bed that night, the Lord put a name on my heart to have a player get hurt. And then I actually prayed that he would break his leg. And I'm not going to say this young man's name. He's a terrific young man and still a friend. But he went in the game and took me out of the game, and I chased him off the field. And that play, I broke my leg. So it couldn't have been more crystal clear. Another cameo is I went to basketball 2 years later, was playing college at a small college. And I had one of those prayers where it's like, Lord, you're the potter and I'm the clay and I'm all out of shape. And I pictured a fist going through it like a karate chop. And then I saw a fist coming down and the air squeezing out of it. Danny, the very next day, I broke my back playing football in the park. 6 weeks later, I was in a car accident. I was highly probably should have been decapitated, but thank God I wasn't. And then 6 weeks later, the Lord squeezed the air out of me by a misunderstanding at an amusement park and people getting hired and me and a friend getting demoted. And honestly, I'll say this first, I had nothing to do with it. But then I found myself under investigation for attempted murder for a day in the local sheriff station. So that's another cameo. Another cameo in the book's my baseball story, which I was all of a sudden the number one or two pitcher at a junior college. And the coach said, you got 14 pro scouts coming to look at you today. Can you give them one inning, even though you pitched the day before? And I was warming up mid game. I went out there and I'm like, Lord, if this isn't the platform you want me to serve in, hurt me and I'll quit and go serve you the rest of my life. Soon as I said that, within a tenth of a second, a kid hit a line drive into the bullpen, ricocheted off the big oak tree in there, hit me in the temple and the side of the head. And I looked at the tree and said, God, that was close, but not close enough. Turned around to catch the ball from the catcher, but the catcher had already thrown it. Hits me square in the nose and break my nose. And then the number one signing scout for the San Francisco Giants puts a contract in my hand. And I couldn't sign it. And that's all in my book. Losing my dreams, my identity, my hopes in life were just blowing up. And that brought me to my knees, probably similar to your story, Danny, where the Lord took me into the desert after those things and learned, taught me to listen to his voice and listen to his voice through his word. And, you know, to back up a little bit with the baseball thing, there's a unique thing in Hawaii that happened to me. Is in 81, I got to pitch against the Texas Rangers minor league team that used to play there. And I threw a one-hitter, but I went into the game 9 runs down, no outs in the first inning, because it was made up of a team from Grace Community Church playing them. And it was full of ex-pros and about a half a dozen kids that just got out of high school. And they're like, look, we're down 9-0, bases are loaded, put the high school kid. And I was blessed that night to throw a one-hitter for the rest of the game against the Texas Rangers. And Carl brought me into Les's office and offered me a scholarship right there, but I just couldn't take it in that moment. So it's full of those kind of stories in my book. Probably gave away too much. But, you know, the pain to superpowers to create, help people, first of all. My daughter asked me a great question. She's like, Dad, is your book more about the message or to make money? I'm not making money, and it's definitely about the message that I want to get out to people. And so, you know, just trusting the Lord will do that, looking that the Lord would opportunities to let me share my story, share the things I've learned to help other people get up on the path where God wants them to be, and maybe not to go through the depths of the struggles that I'll get. If you go to the pain to superpower, we've got some glitches right now, but you should get a roadmap. And it shows you, like, my immediate reactions to all my injuries, Danny, was first thing I did, and this is human nature, we blame God, we curse God. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. Then we nurse it into something much bigger than it really is, the proverbial molehill into the mountain. Then we rehearse so much where it owns us so much, then it puts us in our own isolated cage that we put ourselves in. Even though the cage is unlocked still, we bound ourselves up in so many ways instead of living free like God's word teaches us to do. So that's a pretty good summary of what I'm trying to do with the website, what I hope to do with my book. And actually, Miss Teen Hawaii was the first purchase of my book, and she was in our ministry, Cameo DaCosta. Mm-hmm. And what's her last name now?
Fong.
Fong. Mm-hmm. And we just saw her this last February, but to hear her story and how she reconnected with the Lord, gave her life back to the Lord after reading the book, made it all worthwhile to me, because Cameo's precious to us, like every student we've ever worked with. So she's still there on the islands too.
Allison, how has the Lord led you and Mike in touching the lives? I mean, Mike just talked about it, and how endearing they are to you and you are to them. But touching lives of athletes in America and around the world, how's the Lord led you?
Well, when we were at San Diego State, I got involved with Athletes in Action. I did not play sports there, even though I was sort of considered myself an athlete still, loved volleyball, was playing, you know, out on our own. And I was a athletic training major in college, so I always had a love for sports and wanted to get involved in that ministry, and God led us there. So through that ministry, then we went to Hawaii, and we were there for 12 and a half years ministering, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And God has continued to use different opportunities through the large events like the Olympics. We've been at a handful of Olympic events where we are seeking to reach the athletes as well as the spectators, and just use it as an opportunity. Sports is a universal language, and it's a platform that crosses all barriers. And so it's a great way that we can be used by the Lord to lead people to Him or to encourage other believers to grow in their faith and to use the platforms they have and use the gifts that God's given them and the passions He's put on their hearts for His purposes. So it's also led us to coaching, where there's more direct involvement, mentoring opportunities, discipleship, and just life lessons. Sports is a great opportunity to learn and try to teach life lessons. So there's so much in how God has led us through using sports as a platform, and being able to do it together is a blast, and we love being able to work together.
You're listening to Mike and Allison Buchanan. Mike has written a book called More Than That, Biblical Principles for Dealing with Athletic Injuries. They speak out of their life. That's why it's so compelling and heart-to-heart. When we come back, more from Mike and Allison. You can stay in contact with them, find out more, get the book, learn more at paintosuperpower.com. Again, paintosuperpower.com. This program is available to you as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'd encourage you to get that and share it with family members and friends, someone you may know today that may gain encouragement from hearing Mike and Allison. More from them, again, heart to heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Janice Haar, Hall of Fame professional volleyball player and University of Oregon beach volleyball coach, says more than that, a book written by Mike Buchanan is a story of his tumultuous journey through life and how he slowly let God strip away his pride through athletic injuries. One at a time, sport by sport, Mike relinquished his idols and replaced them with God's truth and grace. We're here today with Mike and Allison Buchanan, www.paintosuperpower.com. Compelling story of how injury in the athlete can truly lead to a life more deep and more committed in the relationship with Christ. I know in the last segment, Allison, you talked about both being athletes and committing time to support athletes in action, but you also talked about coaching. And as I listened, I thought, you know, when an athlete gets hurt or something hits life, there are many around them that also have the opportunity. I want to talk a little bit or ask a little bit, what part does the coach, does the parent play in that journey from injury?
Well, the coach is usually the first one there. They're physically present typically when an athlete has an injury, whether it's in a game or practice. So I think that first response is huge for the athlete to sort of set the tone that they are accepted no matter what, whether it's a little injury that's going to take them out for a little while, or it might be a career-ending injury for that athlete. And that's always the athlete's fear, is that, you know, once they're done with their sport for whatever reason, who are they? They lose their identity is so wrapped up in who they are on the field or court or whatever they're playing, that when that's gone, even temporarily, they really go through that crisis moment. So that unconditional love and acceptance from the coach especially is huge. Most athletes know their parents are going to love them no matter what, but it's still important, obviously, to hear that and to know that they're accepted and loved no matter what. And also that the sport is important. The coach obviously knows that. Sometimes parents, in trying to encourage their, especially young athletes, might say things like, oh, it's okay, it doesn't matter, you know, things like that. But to the athlete, sports matter. It's important. And so just kind of having that balance of that love and acceptance, trusting God, and being able to walk through it, you know, moment by moment through the ups and downs of the healing process is huge.
Yeah, I think there's a real technique too, Bonnie, and it's, remember, coaches aren't trained in helping athletes deal with injuries unless they've experienced themselves. So that's where I feel like that's my niche. That's the message the Lord's given me to help. And that's why they, as soon as they tried recruiting my son at Masters and he said no, they turned around and said, we've heard how you've helped at UCLA. Will you come in here and be a coach and more so a spiritual mentor to these men on the volleyball team? And same with Allison, and she works, we both work for great Christian people now, and just to help them navigate that too. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on athletes. I saw it at UH working with athletes. I saw it at UCLA working athletes. And sometimes the greatest pressure does come from the parents. I mean, doing Pro Bowl chapels and being a part of that team for a dozen years in Hawaii, I had three guys that made the Pro Bowl and didn't feel like they deserved it and tried to take their own lives. And one guy we saw, Reggie White and Chris Carter and Aeneas Williams, lead to Christ as we put them on watch, watching them over the night, this player. And then I walked on the beach at 7 a.m. and they're walking up out of the water. I'm like, what's going on? And Chris is like, oh, we just baptized so-and-so. And so it's people understanding it and understanding the heart there and being able to counsel well, but without experience, it's hard to, mm-hmm. you know, and it's where, that's where we're broken in life. That's where God's going to use you the greatest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where I'm throwing out my net. And I do have a Facebook page called More Than That. And if you scroll down on the left side of the menu, you've got the best chapter in the book there for free. It's chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And it's just the lessons I learned through these difficulties. And trust me, Danny, Lonnie, I didn't handle it correctly initially. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. the male DNA kicked in big time. And I went into a sort of a moke mode.
Yeah.
And but then sharing the lessons that I've learned with that. But the great preparation for me going through those three cameos that I mentioned earlier is dealing with our children's health issues. Mm. And it's allowed me to respond and Allison to respond correctly. And those challenges and those testing and those tryings in our lives with a son that's had multiple concussions, a son, a daughter that was born 3 months early in Queens Hospital and told him she would never read and drive. And yet she's a 3-year graduate from Pepperdine in creative writing and looking to grad school and was the MVP of her soccer team and all league volleyball and basketball. And they said she would never be able to see.
Wow.
And then Johnny has cystic fibrosis and he was a player of the year in the Santa Clarita Valley, all Southern section here, all area, all region, everything that he could make. And they've all overcome these things, but God enabled us to handle these situations correctly, in my opinion, and righteously, because the experiences I had to endure the wrong way before I could correct them for later in life. Mm-hmm. So God knew what he was doing when he was taking me through all that.
Yeah. Isn't that so true that God will allow us all the mistakes that we can make so that someday we can be a testimony of what not to do and how trusting in God is the way to go. Isn't that so true of so many of our stories? Talk about, mm-hmm. You have something called the chocolate milk secret. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great because science in the last probably decade have discovered the best after-workout meal you can drink is chocolate milk.
Yeah, my son used to tell me that every single day.
And you didn't believe him, huh?
I did not.
Give us chocolate milk. No, but for whatever reasons, and I don't know all the science behind it, but I use this illustration in my book, and it's to illustrate the plain life before you know Christ. Like, picture the glass of just white milk. Then you ask Christ into your life, and that's another glass, and you pour that sweet Hershey syrup in there and you mix it up and life's all about a new flavor. Mm-hmm. It's the fruit of the spirit, the love, the peace, the kindness, the gentleness, and so forth. And then the problem is you got a distinct difference between the non-believer and the believer there because one spirit filled. But the problem is if we let our cup sit on the counter, that chocolate settles all to the bottom. And then you got the white milk above the chocolate, and they look no different than the non-believer. And that's a tragedy in the Christian community now. But we got to learn to stir that back up and walk with the Lord again. And that simply comes by confessing your sins. And you may need to do that today, even as you're listening, asking God to forgive you and depend on Him and get back in His Word and get back in fellowship. And then you can get back to that chocolate milk kind of state. So I use it as a visual. It's not my own creation. I've used it 1,000 times probably teaching, but it's probably the most cherished lesson in my life when I was done with college, when I was done trying to compete, and it just resonated in me in a big way how I could truly use my gifts, my talents, my spiritual gifts to serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You also talk about seeing an athlete seeing themselves as God's trophy of grace. How is an athlete who has experienced injury supposed to see themselves as God's trophy of grace.
Well, imagine yourself being injured or one wounded or having people ill around you. It's hard to muster that up. But when we cherish God's word and we take it in and we know the truth, the positional truth in the Bible of being reconciled, justified, propitiated, redeemed, and it goes on for about another 20-some words in the scripture, that can be refreshing. And I was just studying the Old Testament recently, 2 days ago, and just looking at the Song of Psalms, and how God can put a song in our heart. You know what I mean? And even there's one of the passages where they were being in Babylon, taken to Babylon from Israel, and they couldn't even sing anymore, so they threw their harps into the tree, is what the scripture says. But it's just having the right perspective of the view that Jesus has of you, that God the Father has of you, and turning that lens on yourself and saying, it doesn't matter how I feel. This is how God sees me, and recognizing that as God's truth just reigning over you, and living in that light so you can be secure. You don't have to be threatened. You don't have to be overcautious. You just can be you and fresh as long as you're being obedient to that truth and understanding it. You know, and that's all God wants from me. I studied the Torah for over 6 months, and the one word that I would sum it all up with is God just is looking for a partner to do his work through here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Danny's been a great example of that. And I've had privilege of seeing that for a few years. We won't say how many years, but what a wonderful example of taking his story and turning it around, and me taking my story and turning it around, and Allie and you and everyone else mm-hmm. that's listening that's had that authentic experience. It's not just about saying a prayer. You know, it's about walking it out and living it out and trusting it daily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'll see the blessing.
Yeah. It's such a powerful word you give. And I think about the athlete and how much commitment, how much sacrifice a family gives for an athlete to be the best that they can be, to be a trophy. And yet, when you talk about the trophy of grace, truly that is the trophy to focus on as we raise up the athlete, as we raise up anyone, not even just the athlete. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're speaking into a changed lifestyle. And sometimes it takes an injury to alter our vision and our goals. And, you know, your book, I'm sure, is going to be just an amazing gift. Excuse my voice. We're going to take a quick break. Sure. When we come back, we really want to talk about the future, what you're doing now,
okay.
The challenges that you see maybe in today's world with today's athlete in today's very locked down situation. Where are we headed? We're here with Mike and Allison Buchanan. Stay with us. It's a powerful story of pain to superpower. That's the name of their website, paintosuperpower.com.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro. We are joined today by two very special people to Hawaii, particularly Mike and Allison Buchanan. They have served in ministry at the University of Hawaii for the athletes there. They have also served at UCLA, and they're currently coaching at the Masters University. They have three children, Chris, Emily, and Johnny, all who have faced athletic challenges, some that have been life-changing. Mike's written a book, More Than That, Biblical Principles for Dealing with Athletic Injuries. You know, Mike, we talked about athletic injuries, times that have changed the direction or trajectory of an athlete's life. But today we're facing a very different impact on athletes and others. Athletes are having to decide what they're going to do because they're not able to play their sport in this season. Mm-hmm. What is that doing to the world of athletics, and particularly what are you seeing on the campus?
Well, it's a lot of mental health right now, and NCAA came out and said that's the number one issue they've been facing for about the last 5 years. You know, being at UCLA, overseeing the 10 Western states for Athletes in Action for 7 years, a lot of athletes, you know, talk to you, and I would say in the last 5 years on campus at UCLA, I heard more talk about suicide than I did in the previous 20 years on campus between and UCLA and other schools and Masters. And now I'm working on global events team for Athletes in Action with four ex-national team members for the wrestling team that are all in their 70s. So I'm the young guy on the team now, and setting up the Olympics and working through that and just the mental stress. And, you know, with guys like Kavika Shoji and Eric Shoji and Micah Christensen and Micah Ma'a, all guys that are dear to my heart, checking in with them, just seeing how they're doing during these times. And thankfully, a couple of them have a real strong walk with Jesus Christ. But it's just helping them mental process. I mean, we're starting a season next week, and I just found out that game's been canceled today, but we may be getting another one the next day. So it's just a lot of trauma in those young men and women's lives right now that I think we just need to be extra sensitive and show how much more we care about the person than the performer. And that's where people get lost. You know, I was just reflecting on people that are around UH still. Mike Trapasso's a dear friend. Victor Santa Cruz, I discipled. Angelica Lindquist Allison discipled. And Robin Almo's very dear to us, too. And reaching out when the Lord leads in the Spirit to call someone and say, how you're doing. Like, I had a friend that I worked with, Kevin Jordan, All Pac-12 out of UCLA, played in the NFL, and you're like, you're just on my heart, Kevin. And I'm like, well, God knew, because I wasn't having a good day that day after a great week the week before with a lot of encouraging things. So it's just ministering to the person in a very real way and maybe not even talking about sports unless he or she brings it up. Because often when people talk to Allison and I that are your high-level athlete or low-level athlete, they really don't want to talk about their sport with you. Often, on occasion they do, but they just want to connect at a very personal level and know that they're cared for who they are and not for what they do.
Yeah. Allison, what do you say to the athlete that feels like their world is falling because they can't do what they've dreamed of their whole life? What do you say to them?
It's not easy. I mean, I think the first thing is just just listening and just letting them know that yeah, that's true how they're feeling. Their feelings are valid, and just letting them know that it's okay to feel that way right now. And then just trying to walk with them in the next steps of really trying to understand, and not even always understand, but just accept, you know, what God's plan is for them. It may be different than what they imagined or what they're picturing, but knowing that they can trust him because he's good and he has good plans for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it really becomes about pointing everyone back to God, you mm-hmm. know, and understanding and accepting his love for them, and yet empathizing with really right where they're at, and then trying to find some practical ways to help them through it, whether it's, do you want to hang out? Do you want to, you know, get together and see what God's word has to say about it? Do you want to go get coffee? Do you want to get on Zoom, you know, depending mm-hmm. where they are? And
yeah.
So trying to come up with some practical things as well as they walk through that, not just a, oh, you know, God has a plan, goodbye, mm-hmm. but really walking them through that and letting them feel their feelings and yet pointing them back to God.
Yeah, I would add to that, Danny and I co-taught a class at the college there, International College and Graduate School, when it existed there on the island. And he did the evangelism, and I did the discipleship. And I think the most important thing when you're reaching out to help another person is not be agenda-driven. Probe with the questions. Find out where they're at so you can help them answering, sharing their needs and meeting their needs instead of coming in with an ABC through Z program and step through the hoops, just sitting down initially and being a great listener. Because I think people, I was listening. Pardon me?
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, I just had a college student that was a baseball player get kicked off of his team recently, but his youth pastor basically said, hey, your game's an idol, you just need to give it up. Now, when you're talking to a 19, 18, maybe a 20-year-old kid,
mm-hmm.
you don't blow smoke at him that way.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to them, you walk it through, you help them discover that it's an idol to them
mm-hmm.
by asking good questions and just probing and letting the Holy Spirit do its work. Because to me, that happened in high school. I had straight A's from this one teacher for 3 semesters, and I always asked her to pray for our games, and one day she stood up in the classroom and said, that's stupid, stop playing for games, sports don't matter. You know what happened 2 weeks later, Danny? I flunked out of her class because it was just, she was right, but she went around it the wrong way.
Good word.
You know, mm-hmm. and it's, we really need to, and I have a million things flooding through my head, but I shouldn't share some of them, but it's just like the way we talk to people, you know,
mm-hmm.
Elisha just sent Naaman on his way after he's like, I need to take dirt from your country. And I think about Hawaii, people taking the lava rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take dirt from your country so I can have your God, because gods were geographical back then, back to his homeland, and asked him to pray that God would forgive him as he worshiped in his temple back home because it wasn't the right God. And you know what Elijah said? Go in peace.
Mm.
And let God work it out too,
yeah,
you know. Right. So I need to swing the teeter-totter because I see it being hardball too much. And, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, good word.
Wisdom is rolling off your tongues,
mm-hmm.
Mike and Allison, and it's a wisdom in such a timely way. We need to mm-hmm. pray before we wrap up the show. And I want you,
mm-hmm.
Allison and Mike, to pray for people who need to communicate, people who are going through injuries right now. C.S. Lewis wrote, and you quote this in your book, More
mm-hmm.
Than That, pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. We've got a couple minutes. Allison and Mike, can you lead us in a prayer? Pray for our listener right now.
Sure. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to be here together and to share about you and what you've done in each of our lives and what you want to continue to do in our lives. And I do want to lift up those listening that may be hurting, that have gone through, whether it's an athletic injury or some other sort of injury or disappointment, struggling through hard things right now, Lord, that you would encourage them in their spirit, encourage their heart, draw them to you, surround them with people that will love them and show them your unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I pray that they would be able to just take the next step of trusting you, even when they can't see, they don't understand, that your spirit would allow them to know that you love them, that you they can trust you, and that you have a good plan for them. So I just lift them up and ask for your just your loving arms to wrap around them and encourage them.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I think of the phrase in the Old Testament, ashes to glory, and some people, when they endure injury, health issues, COVID, pain, financial, emotional, mental stresses, Lord, that we feel like our houses are burned down with us in them. And I pray that you would just be that freeing breath that would set people free this very day as they take the things that they worry about, but we have no control over. And when we worry about them, take them to you. And just then we can sleep through the night. And I know the pain of laying in bed with pain for 30 years emotionally, waking up with nail fingerprints embedded in my palms because of just what I was feeling. And I praise you just in the last 4 or 5 years setting me free from that. And we feel that way, but we need to cling to you, Father God. And you need to continue to show yourselves and be that lamp unto our feet and be our strength and be our shield. And I think of how the Hebrews used imagery of you being our strong fortress and being that shield protecting us as we're on our journeys in life. And yet you're just looking for people to partner with. And you take people like me and use me that people from my junior high and high school, they're like, what? And that's the changed life that you do. And Allison, too, and other people we know. And just pray that we would just unveil everything to you because nothing gets healed in the dark, Father God. We need to bring it into the light where you can do your mighty work. And there's nothing greater than your name, Father God, in Jesus' name, to heal people from the inside out. And we pray this in the greatest name in all the universe, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mike and Allison, thank you for your ministry, your counsel, your prayers, your presence. Thank you.
God, thank you. It's been an honor connecting with you again, Danny, and getting reacquainted with you, Lonnie, and it's just funny how the Lord puts us in the right spots at the right times to meet the right people. So, amen. You know.
Pray God will continue to bless your ministry.
Yes, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Fitting words from Mike and Allison Buchanan, paintosuperpower.com. Dear one, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, as they have. If you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment, we believe, to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Mike and Allison Buchanan, paintosuperpower.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll